Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's a certain kind of fear that only comes when you realize you've stepped into something you can't step back out of. It doesn't happen all at once. No loud bangs or dramatic screams. Instead, it begins as a whisper at the edge of your mind. A feeling. A knowing. The sense that something is watching you. And has been for a while. Tonight's story is about a house. But not just any house. It's about a girl, but not just any girl. And it's about a moment. That dangerous moment. When curiosity crosses a line and something long buried stirs awake. When the living touch the unseen, sometimes the unseen touches back. The events you're about to hear took place in a quiet town, in an ordinary house, during an otherwise unremarkable afternoon. But what started as a simple day of cleaning unlocked a chain of events that followed our storyteller far beyond the front door, all the way home and into her very dreams. Is it possible that a spirit could cling to a person? Not out of malevolence, but out of desperation. A story left unfinished, a name left unspoken. And what happens when the living aren't ready to listen? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Tony, I never expected to write something like this. I've always been the kind of person who could explain away the strange, a draft in a window, a creak in the floorboards. But this wasn't one of those times. And I was 15 when it happened. My mom cleaned houses for a living, and I spent a lot of my weekends tagging along, helping out for a little cash. Most of the homes we worked in were normal, boring even, but there was one house perched at the very end of Redfern Hill that was different. Even before I set foot inside, I'd heard about it. Everybody in town had. The house itself was beautiful in that unsettling way old houses can be, tall, narrow, with steep gables and windows that seemed too small for the size of the rooms. But it wasn't the way it looked that got to me. It was the stories. People whispered about the room at the top of the stairs, the one with the slanted ceiling and the heavy wooden door that always stuck, no matter how hard you pulled. They said men who slept there woke up screaming, drenched in sweat, convinced they were being strangled in their sleep. Women, though? Women slept just fine. That part always stuck with me. And I'm still not sure why. The first time I walked into the house, I told myself it was just another job. Sweep, dust, mop, done. But the air inside felt heavier than it should have, like I was breathing through a wet cloth. Every sound, my footsteps, my breath, seemed too loud. Like the house itself was listening. It started when I was cleaning the stairs, just me, a rag, and a bottle of wood polish. That's when I felt it. A flicker of something, like a picture forming just behind my eyes. A woman gliding down the stairs in a white gown. I couldn't actually see her with my eyes, but the image was there, burned into my mind. And it didn't just happen once. Every time I blinked, there she was, taking the same slow steps, over and over, like a loop that couldn't break. I tried to shake it off, told myself I was imagining it, but the feeling followed me from room to room. In the dining room, it was worse. I was wiping down the table when I felt it. A weight, like someone was standing on the other side watching me. And then, clear as anything, a voice spoke in my head. Not out loud, Tony. In my head. She said my name, not hey or excuse me. She said my name, Anna. And then right after, she started to say her own. My name is P. That's as far as she got before I panicked and slammed the door shut in my mind. Just screamed no inside my own head until she stopped. The thing is, she did stop, but she didn't leave. That night at home, I couldn't shake the feeling that something was standing beside my bed. I couldn't see her, not the way you see a person, but I could feel her there, staring down at me, like she was trying to pick up the conversation I'd cut off. I laid there for hours, too scared to move, crying silently into my pillow until I finally passed out. The next morning, my mom left town for a trip. It was just me in the house, alone. And the house always felt weird when it was empty, creaky, drafty, like it was remembering things it shouldn't. I wasn't thrilled about spending the night alone, but I told myself it was fine. After all, it was our house, not her house. I stayed downstairs that night. The upstairs always felt darker somehow, even with all the lights on. I curled up on the couch, flipped through channels until I couldn't keep my eyes open, and that's when I felt it again. She was there, not beside me this time, and she was walking through the house. I couldn't see her, but I could feel every step, every turn she made through the rooms. She wasn't in a hurry. She was exploring, learning the space, like she was settling in. I didn't sleep much that night, but nothing too bad happened. It wasn't until the next day that things really turned. I called my boyfriend over. I needed to tell someone, and I figured if anyone would believe me, it would be him. He always talked a big game about being able to sense spirits. But when I told him about the woman, he just kind of shrugged, said he didn't feel anything. She was standing right next to me, Tony. I could feel her, see her in my mind, and he was sitting right there, oblivious. I don't know if he couldn't sense her or if he just didn't want to. And then the stereo turned on by itself. It was playing low at first, some random station. I didn't even remember setting. But then the volume started creeping up, louder, louder, until the windows shook. I jumped up and screamed, "Turn that down right now, pop!" And that's when I almost said it. Pagona. I swear to you, Tony, I don't know where that name came from. I'd never heard it before in my life. But the second the word almost left my mouth, the volume dropped back to where it started, like someone had listened and obeyed. My boyfriend went pale. We didn't say anything. We just sat there. A minute later, it started again. This time, I didn't yell. I walked over and turned it off with my own hands. And when I stood in front of that stereo, I felt it. The air was thick, static, like standing in a thunderstorm right before the first strike. That was it. I was done. I grabbed my jacket, my purse, and I left the house for 10 hours. Didn't even know where I was going. I just couldn't be there anymore. When I finally came home, the house was empty, and so was she. I never sensed her there again, but somehow I knew. She wasn't gone for good. I'd like to tell you that was the end of it, that I left the house, shook off the fear, and got back to my life. But you and I both know that's not how these things work. The next few nights were quiet, too quiet. I started convincing myself I'd imagined the whole thing. After all, I was just a kid. Overactive imagination, right? That's what I told myself until the dreams started. The first one wasn't even a nightmare. It was just me standing at the top of the stairs in that house, her stairs. I was looking down, and at the bottom, she stood there looking up at me. Her face wasn't frightening, but her eyes, they were too dark, too hollow, like there was nothing left of her. But the need to be seen. The dream ended the same way every time. I'd wake up gasping for air, my bedroom door wide open, even though I'd locked it before bed. By the third night, I was too afraid to sleep, so I did something stupid. I opened my laptop and searched the name, Pagona. It didn't sound like any name I'd ever heard before, but I needed to know if it meant something, and it did. Pagona, it turns out, comes from Greek, as it means something like all holy or saintly, but that wasn't the part that got me. Buried in an old scanned newspaper, I found her name. Pagona Demas died in 1913, found at the bottom of the stairs inside the house on Redfern Hill. The death certificate listed accidental fall, but the article hinted at whispers that someone pushed her. The hair on my arms stood straight up. That night I made a decision. I regret to this day. I went back to the house alone. It was the only way I could get any peace. I needed to hear what she had to say. I needed to know why she'd followed me, why she'd chosen me. I stood at the top of the stairs right where I had in the dreams, and I said her name out loud. Pagona. The air went cold. Not the kind of cold you can explain away. This was something different, something alive. And then the voice came back. My name is Pagona. Only this time, she finished. They pushed me. Before I could react, I felt it. A sudden, sharp shove between my shoulder blades. My feet slipped, my body lurched forward, and for a split second, I saw the staircase rushing up toward me. I caught myself on the banister just barely. I ran out of that house, Tony. Didn't even lock the door behind me. I ran, and I didn't look back. I never went near that house again. But it didn't matter. The next day, I realized something had changed. I couldn't sense her anymore. Not just her, I couldn't sense anything anymore. It was like a door in my mind had slammed shut. I don't know if I closed it or if she did. Either way, my connection to whatever that was ended that night. And honestly, I was relieved. Sometimes I wonder if that's all she wanted. Someone to hear her story. Someone to know her name. Someone to understand what happened on those stairs. Maybe once I knew, she didn't need me anymore. Or maybe she found someone else. I stopped sensing spirits after that. I used to think I was special for being able to feel them. Now I'm grateful I can't. But every now and then, when I'm walking past a staircase, I catch myself glancing down, just in case she's there, still waiting. So there's something uniquely unsettling about a ghost that knows your name, a presence that isn't just haunting a place, but haunting you. Anna's story taps into one of the oldest and most chilling ideas when it comes to hauntings, that the dead sometimes need something from the living. Whether it's recognition, justice, or simply someone to remember they existed, these encounters often feel less like chance and more like selection. The fact that Anna's connection to spirits shut off entirely after her experience raises a question I can't shake. Was that her choice? Or was it Pagona's? If Anna was sensitive to spirits before, it's possible that Pagona didn't just find her by accident. It's possible she was drawn to her because Anna had the one thing Pagona needed, the ability to listen. Psychologists might call this suggestibility, the idea that our minds, especially in adolescence, are wide open to influence. Combine that with local legends, a suggestive environment, and the natural fear of the unknown, and you have all the ingredients for a self-made haunting. Maybe Anna created Pagona in her own mind, piecing her together from stories, shadows, and stray thoughts. But then there's that name. Pagona. A name Anna didn't know. A name that led her to a real death in a real house long before she was ever born. That's harder to explain away. And what about the stereo, the way it obeyed when she shouted a name she shouldn't have known? That feels less like imagination and more like contact. There's also the stairs themselves. How many stories have we heard about staircases acting like a conduit between the living and the dead? A liminal space caught between levels, between realities, and in this case, a place where life ended violently, and perhaps where something began. Whether you believe Anna's mind was playing tricks on her or that she truly crossed paths with the restless spirit of a forgotten woman, the result is the same. Some doors once opened refuse to close quietly. And if you find yourself walking alone past a staircase late at night, you might just want to glance down, because you never know who's standing at the bottom, staring back up at you. That's the story for tonight. Thanks for listening.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. That means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.